We're going to head for the City of Wheat now. We've got Jennifer Shane joining us, a member of our Rapple J Community Scholarship, the Community Scholarship Committee, inviting you to their 8th Annual Holiday Fair this Saturday. That'll be from 10 to 4. We'll have it all going on at the school gym. And welcome, Jennifer. How are things in Rapple J this morning kicking off?
Great this morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to do so. If we could, could you just talk a bit about the community?
I can. So the Scholarship Committee provides scholarships for underclassmen and seniors. One of our biggest fundraisers is the Holiday Fair coming up.
Sure.
So we have a variety of vendors that are participating, and we'd be glad to see anybody come out.
Yeah. Talk about the scholarship program, if you would, for a minute, too.
Yeah. So we award scholarships at the end of the year. Underclassmen receive their awards at an award ceremony, and seniors receive their monies after they graduate and prove that they're heading off to school after high school.
All right. And it's been a while since I've been in high school, been about 25 years or so. What would the qualifications be for this to apply for a scholarship like the ones you offer?
They've got to have good grades, so they've got to meet a certain GPA.
Okay.
And also be involved in the community with some volunteer community service.
And you've got to be appreciated by the students, I think. Just help defer some of the cost if they're heading off for school. Is it just for students, for schools in Montana or abroad?
It can be any school that they're planning on going to, as long as it's a continuing education program. So a school or a trade school qualifies.
And how many on average are you able to give a year?
It depends on the number of seniors we have as well as our qualifying participants. So this year we have 6 seniors, and in years past we've had as little as 2 or 1. So it depends on what class we have coming up.
I see. All right. Again, Jennifer Shane with It's Up in Rapple J, the 8th Annual Holiday Fair from 10 to 4 on Saturday. Want to give us the details? Tell us a bit about the Holiday Fair.
Yeah, it costs $1 to get in. So your dollar ticket allows you to participate in our vendor drawings that we're giving out throughout the day, as well as additional raffle tickets. We're raffling off $100 in cash and a gift card wreath.
Right.
You can come, you can shop, you can eat. The senior class is providing lunch of chili and cinnamon rolls. So,
all right,
it's a good time.
Yeah, when we get to some of the giveaways, what do you have for the raffles?
We have a number of vendors that are providing the door prizes. So we have Mary Kay, we have goods from 4-H, 31, a variety of crafts that people have provided, and they'll have their own booths. So it's a variety of people.
All right. And with just a minute left here, Jennifer, talking about the vendors, are we looking at unique products? You want to give us an example of some of the people that will be there and where they're from, probably around the area.
Around the area, yes. So we have some local people that are going to be there. The Busted Soap Company, Laura's Honey, Jewelry by Joyce, Michelle Kirshner, Trudy Downer, and several other groups.
And it's not just the vendors for things like that. You'll also have some people that are providing services.
Yes. We actually have chair massages.
Okay.
As well as a local person in town has a store, and she's going to be open from 11 to 2, selling her roper boots and other Western wear. So that's exciting.
All right. Well, we'll enjoy the chili and cinnamon rolls. I think we got most of it covered. Anything else you'd like to say here before we wrap it up?
I appreciate anybody that wants to come out. It's a good time. We also have some kids' crafts, so they can do a make and take, and that's pretty awesome for them. So thank you very much for your time.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. I hope you get a great turnout. Enjoy the rest of the fall.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Have a great day. Thanks for being my guest. Jennifer Shane, again, a member of the Rapple J Community Scholarship Committee. That's going to be at the school gym in Rapple J, 8th Annual Holiday Fair, and it'll be coming up on Saturday from 10 to 4.